Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, good, the bad, the dumb on a throwback Thursday. Again, celebrating the 2001 explosion of a dove in a spring training game by Randy Johnson.
Which easily could fit in good, bad, and dumb.
Right, exactly. That throwback Thursday topic alone fits all three categories. All right, what's the good of the day?
You know what? I didn't realize this until just now, but all three of my stories involve tweets.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, that Twitter, man. It must Twitter? Be something big.
And yeah, let's face it. Twitter is all full of good, bad, and dumb.
Right, I agree completely.
So the good of the day, Jay Billis came, every college analyst does during this time of the, during this week, tries to make a name, but the NFL keeps trumping him. But he came out with his reseeded top 16 teams.
Does he have Duke number one?
I think so. I didn't really look that far because it really doesn't matter. Can you guess who he has at 16?
St. Peter's.
Of course he does, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's a logical choice.
That's a logical choice.
Why is this good? Because St. Peter's Twitter site just simply responded with one word. Coward.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I get it. No, I get it. You should be like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to put St. Peter's, 14.
Yeah.
Right? But you don't want, every other team that's left is kind of a strong program.
No, that's true. Right?
And so you don't want to tell, Michigan that they're less than St. Peter's, right? So you put in the Peacocks.
Yeah. I get what they're trying to do, though.
I love it, too. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good for them. They're taking no prisoners.
Yeah.
They're not messing around.
I mean, and why not, right?
Sure.
Just showing people, hey. Look at us. I mean, they have nothing to lose.
Yep.
Because they're not even supposed to be here.
That's 100% correct, man. 100% correct.
But just one word, coward. Man, it's just too perfect.
Love it. Love it. Good for them. St. Peter should have as much fun as possible. You never know when this is going to happen again. It may not happen at all. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You may never see St. Peter's in the game. I can't remember Florida Gulf Coast again. They probably were in one or two tournaments. I don't remember them. But St. Peter's, you could go next year. Maybe you never go again. Who knows? Have fun while you're at it, though.
Could be 20 years from now.
That's right.
And we'll be like, oh, yeah, that was that team that made that Sweet 16 run, right?
That's right. That's right.
Now their coach is off coaching Duke.
So now what is what's the bad of the day?
The bad tweet of the day. It's
bad tweets, by the way, are a daily occurrence.
Yeah, this wasn't really a bad tweet. It might have just been bad timing.
Gotcha.
Because former Chicago Bears safety Deion Bush just recently signed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
All he did was tweet out, "What's up, Chiefs Kingdom?" Right around the time that Tyreek Hill was traded.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's off to a bad start.
Chiefs Kingdom, responded.
Probably slaughtered the poor guy.
Yeah, with things like, "Not now, Deion, read the room." Someone said, "Can you play wide receiver?" A few put out, a couple of GIFs. Another person, put it simply, you picked a bad day to say hello. Don't take it personally. The kingdom is dealing with some things.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's great.
You send out a tweet. You're excited to be part of a championship winning team. A guy went from the Bears to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
From a doormat to, a Super Bowl contender.
Good.
He's excited.
He's excited, but he just struck out a little bit.
He did respond.
Just enough.
He did respond later on yesterday, too. My bad, y'all. I'll hit y'all back later.
Good for him, yeah. Yeah, stupid me. I'm good. Sorry about that. I'll come back to you later. Yeah, exactly.
But that could – I mean, that's like Randy Johnson hitting a bird.
Right.
Him sending out a tweet. I mean, he sent out the tweet around 11:30 yesterday.
Right, right.
Which that was around the time that you know, Tyreek Hill got traded.
Oh, man. Crazy. Oh, Twitter. Gotta love Twitter. Do you think it'll ever go away? Do you think we'll ever go, we'll ever, like, not have it? Like, remember that time we all kind of jumped on a thing?
Like, when we, because, like, just, MySpace was a thing? I mean, I never was a part of MySpace, but no one is anymore.
Right.
Facebook
will
is.
Will it be like that?
Facebook kind of feels like it's going that way.
I feel like Facebook is dying because there's a generation that doesn't use it.
Yeah.
There's the generation that's coming up. Like, my kids don't use it. Like, their friends don't use it.
Right.
Like, they might have accounts. Like, my daughter has a page, and she never is on it. And she's like, I don't know. I go, do you ever use it? She goes, no. This is not how we talk. This is not how we communicate.
No, I mean, they...
Like Snapchat. Yeah. She goes, I don't use Facebook at all. And and my kids have both told me that, Dad, Facebook is for old people. And I'm like, really? And they're like, well, yeah. I'm like, well, all right, fine. I'm old.
No, it blew me away the other day. Like, I was talking to my oldest, and I'm sure you've had the same conversation. It's like, oh, you know, did you get to your friend's number or something like that? I says, no, I got a Snap.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
You just trade Snaps now? That's how you communicate with them? You don't use phone numbers? Are phone numbers a dead thing now?
Yep, 100% correct. That's exactly what they're doing. So, yeah, maybe one day Twitter will be like, remember the time we used to kind of go on this thing and write our thoughts and then everyone called us to call us a moron that should kill ourselves? Yeah, remember when we all were doing that? And then we don't do that anymore.
No.
Nah. Yeah. Well,
now we just tweet. What
is the dumb of the day?
The
speaking of Twitter.
The dumb, okay. You can take this two ways, right?
Right.
But yesterday, Joc Pederson took it upon himself to call out three Major League Baseball franchises for their pitiful payrolls.
Good.
Pirates, Orioles, and Guardians.
How did he do that?
He simply, you know, just put down, you know, he showed what the top three, or he copied a picture of, like, what the top three payrolls are, which are obviously Dodgers, Mets, Yankees.
Right.
And then the bottom three, Guardians, Pirates, Orioles. And all he said is, embarrassed for your fan base, be better. If you can't sell your team to someone that wants to show the fan base and baseball that they're at least trying to compete. Sorry, unacceptable.
Interesting.
So I don't know which way you want to do this. I agree with him because the Orioles are the 30th ranked payroll, have the 30th ranked payroll this season. They're spending just a little over $30 million.
That's crazy. That's unacceptable.
Yeah,
like that to me, that's an unacceptable amount of money for a Major League Baseball team to be spending on their entire payroll.
And their entire payroll, just under $30 million
this year. When you should have at least one player on your team that makes close to that a year.
Or at least half.
Because he's a star.
At least half that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm not saying you got to go Dodgers payroll, which is, you know, over $270 million. I don't mind it. I kind of appreciate that they're trying.
But you know what? You know what it is? This is so screwed up because we talked about this yesterday, too, when we had Patrick Creighton on.
Yeah.
It's like the players fought forever to not have a cap, right? They said, we don't want a salary cap. That's not going to happen. We should be able to get as much money as we want, whenever we can. We don't want anybody to tell us we can't make any money. We've seen in these other leagues, that's not where we're going. Okay. You know, and then you can make an argument for a plus of that. But then the owners came around and said, okay, no salary cap, but then we're going to have this luxury tax. And that's a salary cap.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a different name.
And the players just went, okay, that's fine. And then these owners go, well, you know, the owners are telling their people in the front office, don't get me anywhere near that cap, anywhere near that. And the general managers go, that's what we're going to do that now. We're not going to keep star players. We're not, because our owner doesn't want to be anywhere near the cap to the luxury threshold. Some teams, no problem, they'll dive into that for whatever reason. But other teams go, nah, that's not what we're doing. And then these other teams go, you know what, $30 million? That sounds about right.
I mean,
we'll field a team, get all the revenue sharing. All of that with a $30 million payroll.
Yeah.
Like, unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. The NFL forces all of its teams to spend the money. When you have to spend all of that money.
And that's what it should
be,
right?
You're not allowed to keep it.
That's where it should be. You should be forced to spend an X amount of dollars. Like, you have to be here to spend it. I mean, that was, I mean, we talked about it yesterday too. That was, or earlier this week. That was the whole reasoning behind Brock Osweiler being traded from the Texans to the Browns.
Right.
Because even though the Browns probably didn't want to play Osweiler at all, they had to spend some money. And so, we'll just take on that bad contract.
What is the thing in the NBA that teams like when they're sort of kind of rebuilding the team? They like expiring contracts because they have to spend it, but they'd rather spend it on a guy who's out of here as soon as the season's over. So they're like, well, we picked up a draft pick and then two expiring contracts worth $50 million. Because they know, like, as soon as the season's over, those contracts are on the off the books and they can go spend it. Baseball, it's like, whatever. And here's the thing. I'm not boo hoo poor players. You know, look, they get paid a lot of money, but this is why I'm unpopular at cocktail parties when the conversation leads to athletes are so overpaid, man. That's ridiculous to get paid $15 million to play a game. That's insane. And I always counter with, where do you want the money to go?
Yeah.
Because where do you want it to go? It's there. It's either going in the owner's pocket or the players that play the game. It's not going to you. Like, don't think for a second if they made $15 an hour, you would go to the games for a buck and a half for a party of five, and your concessions would be 50-cent cheeseburgers. It would still cost a fortune to go to the game. It would still cost a fortune to park. It would still cost a fortune for concessions and merchandise. The owners have no interest in lowering those prices because they're in it to make as much money as possible. So where do you want the money to go? The people on the field or the owners' pockets? Because it's going to either one. So make your pick. Pick. And you've got these owners that are making all of this money on revenue, all of this revenue share, and the players on that particular team are getting nothing. Right? Nothing.
Or they're just, I mean, they're not going out seeking players.
Right. Exactly. They're fielding competitive teams, and yet baseball goes, nothing we can do about it, man.
Yeah.
Like, can we force you to pay? Nope. You don't want a salary cap, and we don't want a salary floor.
See, there are 14 players making more than the Orioles' entire roster.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that the Orioles, you guys need to go out and, you know, double down your entire roster on one player.
No.
But, you know, you just do the simple math, right? You're spending $30 million on your entire payroll of, what, 25, 28 players?
Can you have one or two players making $10 million a year?
Right. I mean, you do that simple math. That means everyone is pretty much averaging, their entire roster is making about $1 million each player.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, that's, and we know that there's certain players who are making more. So there's somebody who, they have so many players who are probably making league minimum. It's ridiculous.
And I'm serious. There's a Scrooge McDuck vault. They're diving into it.
Yes.
Like, swimming in cash.
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Eric Edholm will join us coming up at 40 past the hour talking NFL. What a crazy 2 weeks. It has been nuts. Absolutely nuts. We'll get the lowdown on his thoughts on all of that. But coming up next, the NBA team that has a lot to be happy about. We'll have that for you next on Wake Up Call.